Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit, broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. Ooh. Oh, man. It's actually a really beautiful day here in Columbia, Missouri. It's beautiful. The sun is shining. My nose is stuffed. Ugh. Gosh dang allergies. That, and I did not turn my humidifier on until now. Yes, I use a humidifier. I have year-round allergy, sinus allergies, so I am never in a, well, not never. I am rarely in a state where I can breathe through both nostrils. It's frustrating. What's really exciting is that it is October, everyone. Woohoo! Halloween! Yes! I do not have a costume idea, which really sucks. Normally I have one by now. I don't know if I want to dress up this year. It's because I have no idea what to dress as. I do have some sweets, though, to bake for Halloween Day. I have no idea how many kids are going to come to my door, but on the upside, I'll have cookies to eat. yeah. I'm weird like that, yeah. All right, so since we are done with Knots of Family Traits, oh, so sad. But it was a really good book, and that was only one book. There was no, like, sequel or anything to it. I kind of want to, considering how I ended it. But I have no idea, like, how to continue it, you know, without having it be too similar to Ghost Whisperer. But, no, today we're starting a new book, and it's only going to last for October. I was able to pick out a ghost, well, not ghost, sorry. I was able to pick out a Halloween-style type book that I've written. Oh, my gosh, guys. I have, like, three books close to it. And the one that I'm going to be reading this month is a really spooktacular book. There's no ghosts or anything, but it is pretty much of a thriller. I'll let you guys figure that out. But the book I am going to be reading to you all is called An Eternal Secret. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I think you guys might like this book. All right. So here is the description of the book, An Eternal Secret, and I hope you guys like it. Four friends travel the longest interstate highway in America from their home to an urban legend town they've heard so much. During their stay in River Springs, South Dakota, citizens hesitate to communicate. They don't like that the friends are staying. For centuries, the citizens kept... For a century, the citizens kept it secret. They couldn't let anyone know about that eternal secret. Dang. I was really hoping to do that a little more dramatic. Messed up a couple times. It's a really good book, and I think you guys might like it. It all depends on what you're into, though. I suppose it'd be a thriller, because I know it's not a horror, and it's not a ghost. It's not a ghost adventure. It'd be a thriller adventure. That's what it would be. No, sorry, thriller mystery. I don't know. Can you guys help me out? What genre this would fit in? It's a really good book. I think what inspired me, because it's weird, because like a lot of my books have been inspired either by other books or other films or just an idea that I've always wondered why it hasn't happened yet. So this particular book, I guess what inspired me to write it would be, I guess, the idea of people writing about Fountain of Youth, internal springs, and gosh dang, I just revealed it, didn't I? I think I did. Dang it! Anyways, like, people, I guess what kind of inspired me actually was the Pirates of Caribbean's Fountain of Youth film, and also a couple of other films, you know, that I've done the topic of Fountain of Youth, and they're all fictional, really. No one really knows the truth about the Fountain of Youth. And I do remember, oh my gosh, guys, do you remember a collection of movies called The Librarian? Oh my gosh, I am obsessed with it, because a couple years back I found out that they made a TV series out of it, and I just heard that they're going to do a season 3 of it. Yes! Woohoo! Whoops. But anyways, one of those librarian films was kind of central around, no, not centraled. It ended with one of the main characters coming out of what was the Fountain of Youth. And the interesting thing was, once the elderly man stepped out, he was an elderly man, but standing inside the Fountain of Youth, he was a little boy. But the thing is, when he stepped out of the Fountain of Youth, he returned to his actual age, which is interesting, because it made me think, if that's what a Fountain of Youth is, what would an eternal spring do? And that's kind of what this book is about. It's about how people are able to keep this eternal secret. So you're going to find out what it was like, and you're going to find out how these four friends are going to discover it. So I'm actually really looking forward to it. It is kind of getting close to the time of starting to read. Let me just make sure that I have everything set, because I know, there we go, okay, that is set, so is the song, will that be set? Okay, yeah, no, that's good, that's all good, sweet, we're all good, I can read, sweet. How are you all doing today, everyone? I'm actually kind of excited about tonight, because after the show, I have a couple of things to do, but tonight I'm going to be going to part of the MU campus, because there is a thing called, I forgot what the actual event is called, but it's basically one of those things where it's a murder mystery dinner kind of thing, kind of like those old time things that you do to dress up and figure out who killed this person in at your dinner. And it's those type of things. I forgot what they're called. Anyways, I think I should go ahead and start reading, even though it is a little bit early to start. I don't know what else to talk about, though. Let's see. I got a new desk. Which is really exciting. My mom bought it for me, and the cool thing about it is that it's not rickety like the one that I have. Wait, what the? Okay, that's weird. There it is, okay. Like, almost the whole thing is rickety. I know the keyboard part of it is super rickety. It's because, like, a nail or two has fallen out and all that jazz. But the new desk is really nice. It's a little bit longer just because it has, like, this little storage area on one side. But it's a really nice desk. It's, like, it's not exactly like the one that I have. It is of darker wood. I forgot what Mom called it. But it's of darker wood, and it's got, like, one part of it above it and to the right. I don't know how to explain it, but, you know, it also has the keyboard, the pull-out for the keyboard, so I can probably put the monitor on one side, the tower where above the little storage area, and the printer maybe above the tower. I don't know. I'll have to figure it out once it's... The thing is, the whole thing smells like nicotine. Yeah, I got the desk from a house that where they smoked a lot. So I have to do a couple of... I have to clean the desk a couple of times to get the smell out. Anyways, why don't we just go ahead and start reading, even though I've still got like about a minute left. Because I am super excited about this, guys. I really hope you like it. This is, remember, this is for the Halloween theme of October. Oh, my gosh. So exciting. Okay. An Eternal Secret, written by moi. Driving down I-90, friends of four talked of plenty topics. One used her phone to record their drive. The second drove. The remaining two ate snacks. Ah, they loved their journey on the interstate highway. Okay, Mark, your favorite movie, go, Darla said, pointing her phone at him. Jeez. You guys know this, he remarked before stuffing pretzels in his mouth. She giggled. Yeah, but the people watching this don't. We're putting this on the tube, remember? He rolled his eyes and swallowed. Oh, I haven't forgotten. All right, fine. He smirked and stared at her phone's camera. The final. His friends shuddered. Creepy. Why is that your favorite? Madison wondered. Because you get to see what someone is truly like under pressure. Yeah, with gas and murder weapons, Serena commented. Darla moved the camera on Madison, who finished chomping on gummy worms. Your turn, Maddie. Madison swallowed to reply. The Liz, hands down.
Which one?
With MJ. Are you serious? She shook her head. That TV remake was pretty good, and the guy who played Scarecrow is great. But no one can do it better than MJ. My turn, Serena spoke. Darla aimed the phone at her. My favorite is Just Like Heaven. She smiled. It has the right amount of comedy, romance, and sarcasm all rolled into one. Serena grinned sheepishly. Plus, it has the dreamy Mark Ruffalo. Darla laughed. She then gave her phone to Madison, who aimed it at her. All right, Darla, what is your favorite movie? It would have to be The Nutcracker. She balanced her brows. The one with Curry and the one with Einstein. Einstein? I don't remember Albert being in one of them, Serena said while changing lanes. It's one of the latest remakes. Got Elle Fanning and Nathan Lane. Oh, that one, Madison exclaimed. She laughed. I love that one. She moved a little more to face Darla better.
How close are we?
Madison checked their GPS. We got 25 minutes. Gusting it. We got 25 miles left. Almost there. She aimed Darla's phone at her. Okay, here's the final moment. Where are we heading, Darla? She laughed as Darla pushed her butt deep in the seats. Darla leaned forward, widened her eyes a bit for drama, and whispered, We are heading to a small town called River Springs, South Dakota. It is said to be cursed. Anyone who visits there never returns with a sane mind. Very few disappear when they enter River Springs. We are finding out why. She paused. Continue watching, if you dare. Darla pulled her head back and laughed deeply. While Serena raised a brow, Mark grinned. Before turning off the recording, Madison curled part of her lip. She tossed Darla's phone back at her, causing her to stop and grunt in pain.
Creepy-ass show if you ask me,
Madison muttered. Darla laughed.
That was perfect, Darla.
She smiled and winked at him. It stayed quiet the rest of the way. Her introduction to River Springs made them recall the rumors and tales, some of them downright suspicious or scary. Jeez. The citizens have sharp claws to tear the stranger's head off. They refuse to help any stranger. They pretend to be nice just to trap you in their basements. The people won't let you touch anything, not even kitchenware. These and others entered their minds. It gave them shudders and shivers. As they drove into town, the four friends observed the citizens. No claws or fangs, at least none they could find from their distance.
Where should we park?
Madison wondered. Serena hummed. That is a good question. How about here? I could use a decent meal, she said, parking in front of a diner. Please, no. We've been eating snacks the whole way. Let's find a hotel first.
Voting time, Darla announced. Two for dinner, one for hotel. I'm craving French fries. Madison? I just ate gummy worms. I'm happy. Madison, that was 20 minutes ago.
Darla rolled her eyes.
Seriously, we can't have a tie. Hey, I have to admit, we've been on the road for a long time.
Madison paused.
But you're right. Now that you mention I could go for a hamburger, let's go find out what the diner has.
Hello, I'll take a... Serena parked the car. Mark and Darla moved their things to exit. Serena and Madison laughed and stretched while they waited. When the four friends stretched enough, they walked in the diner. Hello, all. Take a seat. Nayeli will be right with you, Asher called. He looked around and scoffed. Nayeli! She jumped out of the bathroom. How long you been in there? The waitress winced. Doctor, after your shift. She groaned. He shook his head. You two are like bunnies.
Shut it, Asher!
She barked after turning to him. He rolled his eyes. Non-civvies. Now. Her eyes widened in shock. She turned around. Yup, she heard him whisper. Tend to them, Nayeli.
Nayeli walked up to them. Hello. Welcome to Serenity Diner, she said to the four friends. See anything you like?
She raised a brow. Mark looked up. His lips puckered as he nodded. Nayeli sighed nervously. Love the auburn hair, he said, wishing he could say more. Darla nudged him. Eyeing Darla, he cleared his throat. The diner door opened, giving its bell hanger a jingle. She turned her head and smiled.
Hiya, Hudson.
Before Hudson completely passed her, his hand touched her. She squealed in excitement. Nayeli giggled. She watched him walk to Asher.
Nayeli sighed in content. Miss?
Serena called. Their waitress gasped and turned to them.
Sorry, what would you like today?
Darla chuckled before looking at their menu.
I'll have French fries, the silver juice,
and apple slices.
And I will just have water and crackers,
Madison said. Serena rolled her eyes.
Seriously, Maddie, you're the worst.
You're gonna starve yourself, their friend commented. Madison looked at her.
I don't care. I can still taste those gummy worms, and I'm happy with that.
Darla laughed. Okay, Drama City, tone it down. He looked at Nayeli, but not before he saw Hudson's order. I think I just saw... He smirked. I'll have what your man there just ordered. Nayeli laughed. You got it, she said, writing everything down.
What did he order? Serena wondered. I wasn't paying attention.
I ain't saying a word. I want to see your face when I eat it. The waitress hastened to the back and placed their orders. The four friends discussed their plans. They debated on what to do. Decisions could not be made. By the time they got their meals, they at least agreed on finding a hotel.
Ew! What is that?
Madison asked, staring at Mark's sandwich. I thought so, he said with a grin. Cereal, raspberry jam, and sardine sandwich. The remaining friends made disgusted sounds. He picked it up and took a bite. While Nayeli watched, Serena and Darla covered their mouths. Mark raised his brows. He hummed while he chewed. Madison and Serena ran to the bathroom. Darla stared at him.
Well?
She wondered after uncovering her mouth. He breathed on her. As Darla coughed and turned her head, Nayeli laughed. That's actually pretty good. Could I get some milk, too? She nodded before returning to the kitchen.
I don't see them,
she whispered, glancing around. Their friends hadn't returned yet. She then smiled at Mark, their eyes locked. He nodded. She quickly took a bite. While she chewed, her eyes widened. His brows rose. I know, right? It's good. Before saying anything, Darla swallowed.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible, she whispered.
She pulled out the menu from their booth cubicle. Mark laughed.
What?
You don't want to get the same thing?
She shook her head.
I want to know what other concoctions they have. Madison can have my food.
Darla looked over the menu. By the time the others returned, she had placed her order.
How you guys feeling?
Hungry, Madison said.
The bathroom is beautiful. You gotta check it out, Serena commented.
You can have my food, Madison, Darla grinned. I've decided to test my taste buds.
Don't tell me you had a bite of his, Serena asked, gagging afterward. Darla giggled.
I only think that if he likes his, who knows what other inventions they have.
Her two friends rolled their eyes. Mark smiled. While everyone ate, Darla waited. It didn't take long for her to get her food. Excuse me, Nayeli, is it? The waitress nodded. Where can we find a hotel?
She raised a brow. You planning to stay, or just passing through?
He hesitated.
What?
Well, I suppose we're staying. How big is our pile anyways? He asked Madison. She sipped her drink.
Last I checked, it was still in the big three. We should be good for a month, hopefully.
That means we're staying here 2 weeks, Serena said.
Good. Should be long enough.
Yep, Darla spoke. We can get to the bottom of things. She turned to Nayeli. The waitress had a shocked face.
What's wrong? You might not want to stay that long,
she whispered, leaning toward them.
Why?
Darla asked. Nayeli opened her mouth to answer. Nayeli! Asher yelled. She jumped and hurried to him.
Well, it's a good thing we came. I'm interested in finding out more. Everyone done yet?
They nodded, but Darla continued eating. He chuckled. While watching her, he waited for the opportune moment to grab her waist. She squealed.
All right, all right. I'm done. It's so good, though.
We're staying a long time, Lays. You can get it again and again. She grinned. They then paid for their meals.
I wonder if there are options for hotels,
Serena thought aloud. Let's ask. He turned to Asher. Do you know where we can find a hotel?
Head down for a half mile, turn right, and then left on the 3rd Street.
After they left, they followed his directions. Darla narrowed her brows when she spotted a hotel right away. Serena's car slowed down.
That's weird,
Serena mused. The others agreed.
Still, we should stick to his directions. Are you sure?
Madison wondered.
He could have given us false ones. Besides, it didn't look like he liked us.
He knows this town, though. Let's just see where it goes. If it's another hotel, we'll use it.
They agreed. And that is actually where I'm going to stop. Wow. I still have a bunch of time before I say goodbye. Yes, I want to save. My, oh my. My, my. Alrighty, dighty then. Oh my gosh, guys, I am super psyched. Super, super psyched. That's one thing I should mention.
This month, there is a semester for ALPS U, and if you're not familiar with ALPS U, it's short for Athlete Leadership Program University. So it's really cool because athletes who are in Special Olympics, Missouri State, which is really cool, by the way, they're able to register for a semester either in the spring or the fall. And they only get a couple of days instead of, you know, an actual set of months. That way they don't have to go to, like, this one location every single day of the – or on the weekdays and all. And, oh, man, it's just really cool. So I'm going to be going there, which starts on October 28th, which is a Friday. Yikes. So I decided to set up a no-show day for that. So, and I'll definitely make up for it on Halloween Day. Yes, I said Halloween Day. That is going to be the last day for An Eternal Secret. It's only going to take 3 sessions. So, unfortunately, that is it, everyone. I am done talking. I can let you all go. So, I actually had a tough time picking out a song, but I was able to find one. I think it kind of fits for the reading today. I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit, saying goodbye with Hello, Goodbye by the Beatles. Bye, everyone.